Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of The Brotherhood. You guys chose the name. We put out a poll in all of our stories, and two out of the three won, which was The Brotherhood. And so we give you thanks for tuning in. This is a podcast for young men. We aim and we strive to not only inspire, but also bring hope to young men, and more than anything, maturity. I think that we all, you know, I've known these people, these guys, not people, for, you know, a long time. We're now they're gonna introduce themselves. I'm so excited to do this, just because it allows a, you know, a gap between, you know, just me speaking, and now we actually have a conversation. And as you can see right now, and you're gonna be able to tell, we're different age groups, and so, you know, it kind of like puts it all together, like, of the transition between adolescent to teenager to young man to an actual man. And so, if you guys want to introduce you guys yourselves.
Okay, well, you go first, bro.
For sure. What's up, everyone? My name is Harold Gonzalez. What's it called? A little bit about myself. I was born in Los Angeles, California. Hey, you know that Cali style.
LA. Shout out to LA real
that's,
quick.
That's right. I was, what's it called? I moved over here when I was like 9 or 8 years old. And ever since, I've been growing up in this church called Aldonai, which my homie Juan goes to.
Yeah.
I've been knowing these fools for about... Eight years. Yeah. And I've been knowing Marcos for about 6 years now. So yes. I'm close with them, and this has been the ride. And it's nice to meet you guys, and we're here to bring hope and maturity.
Absolutely.
You know, my name is Marco. Marcos. I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I grew up here, and I'm a recent graduate from Desert Pines High School.
Desert DP.
Shout out to DP.
Class of 2019. And
shout out to class 19.
About myself is that, you know, lately I've been going to the gym, also skate.
Jeez.
But, you know, I'm actually glad that Juan gave me the chance to be here and talk about this, you know, have our own podcast. I feel honored, actually. You know, good luck, y'all. I appreciate it, bro.
No problem, man. That's how it is, bro. And so, yeah, man, I had this this vision for a Bible study, and I reached out to you guys.
Exactly.
And you guys were more than on it, you know? And I was like, yo, you know, like, I not only want to, like, get together and talk to you guys about God or life or our struggles, the situations that we're going through, but I also wanted to impact your lives. And I said, you know, I asked myself, how can I impact the lives of these cats, you know? And so this was the number one idea that came to, like, okay, start a podcast about the conversations you're going to have, because not only will it help you guys, and not only will it benefit you guys, but it will also benefit the young men, the people that are hearing this.
Yeah.
And if you're a girl, man, listen to this, because you're going to get some inside stuff about boys. You know, like for real, like, you guys need to take care of yourselves. And we're just talking about this, you know.
Exactly.
You have to really respect yourself, honor yourself, honor your body and your mind. And many times, as young men, as we see in our society, your age group, my age group, your age group.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah, man, you know, like, we throw girls out the bus, you know, like, we think they're a piece of meat. We think that, you know, like, they're just there to be used, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, in all reality, I think it's more than that. But this is our first episode. I hope you guys are excited. But we sat down and we actually talked about a purpose. And so what are some things that you guys found that you guys were just like, you know, like, let's get this episode started, man.
I remember, you know, we all sat down and we started what should we talk about first podcast? That's where we came up with purpose.
Exactly, purpose.
So what I did is I went home and I was doing my own research, you know. I actually searched up, like, what purpose means in the actual dictionary. And let me read it to you guys. The reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So I thought to myself, like, means, you know, that's straightforward, you know. So I'm like, you know what? Instead of doing my own research online, I'm going to do my own research with my homies, with my friends, you know.
Exactly.
So I decided to kick it with them. And individually, I asked them the same question.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your purpose in life? I want to know. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And honestly, out of all my 7 homies that I kicked it with, they all gave me the same exact answer.
What?
Which was, honestly, I don't know. I'm just going with the flow, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought to myself, like, you know, I had that mindset before.
Right.
Like, in middle school and going to high school.
Right.
But, like,
and note that he's 18. He's only
18. Yeah, I'm only 18.
I'm 16, by the way.
I'm 24, right?
And I was actually pretty shocked, you know, because I'm like, I thought their mindsets are supposed to be changing right now, because, you know, we're out of high school. Because all my friends are, like, out of high school already.
Exactly.
But, you know, we should already be looking, like, what we should be doing with our lives. But actually, they're just going with the flow, you know, like, whatever happens, happens. And I'm just like, hold on, dude. Like, that ain't right. Like, you know, we have to be out here, like, searching for what, like, we're here for a reason.
Exactly.
You know, we have a purpose.
What we're made for. Exactly.
Like, let me ask you, what's your purpose in life, Hyrule?
To be honest, I didn't know what my purpose in life was. To be honest, I was out doing things I wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the only way I found my purpose was through God. Mm. Honestly, that's the only way I found my purpose. And what's it called? I remembered I was, I'm putting an example, like with my guitar. I used to play it with the strings, but I used to do it in a sense where, just for fun, right? Mm. But then, what's it called? As soon as I started playing, like, at church, worshiping God, I realized, like, dang, God has a purpose for me playing the strings. You know, it's not only to be playing for fun, but it's to be playing for Him. Like, you were created for something.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was created for something. Like, how the main purpose is, which something is done or created, or which something exists. Like, you exist for a purpose. And you got to find your purpose, and you won't find it doing the crap, smoking weed or doing drugs or living out your life.
Stop moving the table so much because the camera's gonna fall. But no, but for real. But I think that, like, in order to find purpose, you need to be purposeful.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
know, like, if you're just going on about life, just going with the flow, you will never find purpose.
You'll never get anywhere. Yeah,
because I believe that purpose is like has little to do with the destination itself. And it's more about the process. It's more
journey.
About the journey. It's the journey.
Exactly.
It's the journey. And so people so much think once I, you know, get a million, I become a millionaire, right? Let's put that example. I'm going to find purpose. Or once I obtain this relationship, I'm going to find purpose.
But what happens after that?
Exactly. They're lost. They're empty.
Yeah.
They're lost. They lost themselves along the journey, and they never found their identity. They never found their interest. They never found, you know, their talents, their gifts, the things that they were made to do. Like, I think each and every one of us has instilled gifts and talents, you know?
Yeah.
But many times we put them off because we're afraid of what people are going to think. We're afraid that it looks stupid. We're afraid that people aren't going to like it. We're afraid of this. We're afraid of that. And so we never actually do anything, you know? And so when we go with the flow, you will never find someone going with the flow and sitting down practicing what they're made to practice.
Exactly.
You know, everyone's made to do something in this life.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then I also have a question for you. What's your purpose in life too, Warren?
See, absolutely. I think my purpose right now, as of right now, is I find joy and I find purpose. I find fulfillment. Sitting down, talking with you guys.
Exactly.
Talking not only with you guys, but with people.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I think that every story that I have ever heard, I sit down, you know, I call my friends all the time, and I'm like, yo, let's go get some coffee, you know? And so I go and I sit.
Starbucks, dude.
Yeah. And so I go and sit down with them, and I'm like, yo, like, let's sit down and get some coffee. And then they're like, all right. They start telling me about their life. They start telling me about what their plans are. And then it just starts sparking things in my head, like, what can you do better? How can you become a better person? How can you make more money? Like, and it's not about money, but it's like, you know, things like that, you know, like how can you become a better version of you?
Exactly.
And I think that ultimately that's the only way to get to our destiny, because if we never change, nothing will ever change.
Exactly.
You know? Dude.
Exactly. And I'm a living, testimony that, change is real. Like, you could change. Like, I've changed a lot.
Absolutely.
And what's common, read this quote real quick by Albert Schweitzer, and it says, the purpose of human life is to serve and to show compassion and to do the will to help others. Marcos asked me what was my purpose, and I went off to saying, like, what purpose is. But I feel like my purpose is, like how Juan is saying, helping others, showing that compassion, that love, because that's what this world is missing. And I feel like that's where we find our true fulfillment.
Yeah. Along the journey, I also want to point out is that there are certain passions that we have, you know, like, I know people that their passion is helping the homeless, or their passions, you know, they take compassion on those people. They take compassion on homeless people. They take compassion on orphans. They take compassion on, you know, different things.
Yeah.
And so, like, it could be as simple as the people who feel lost in the world. They feel compassion towards it.
Exactly.
And so along that journey, you start to find, like, how your talents and your gifts, how can I help? How can I do this, but help them or reach them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, people think that purpose is solely individual. You know, like, they think my purpose is for me alone. But you were, like...
Made so for others.
Exactly. Our purpose is made for others. It's not to be held, like, no, this is mine, and no one can... You know, like...
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that's what I think.
Like, me personally, I feel like my purpose is to, like, actually help others. Because let me tell you guys something. Like, in high school, I was actually known as, like, oh, you have a problem? Go talk to Marco. If you need something, go talk to Marco. Why? Because... Let me tell you something. Like, I got here, it wasn't easy, you know. We all go through our own, like, our own battles, our own storms.
Exactly.
And life isn't easy for anyone. I understand that. But, like, the thing is, people right now see me as, oh, you know, this guy, like, he has a good heart and all. Mm-hmm. He has that smile.
Yeah,
but behind all this was, like, a huge storm.
Exactly.
That, like, has impacted my life dramatically, like, so much.
Big old facts. Yeah, yeah.
Because people, like, people have came up to me and asked me, yo, like, I just, like... My boyfriend broke up with me, and I don't know what to do. Like, I feel so depressed. I feel so, like, empty. And I would always tell him, let me tell you, like, you're young. That's one thing. You're young. You really are young.
Yeah.
Like, nothing is forever. If you really want to, like, find that certain person, first of all, work on yourself and learn how to love yourself, you
know? Love yourself before you love others.
And I would just keep on giving those kind of advices. And then someone told me one day, I remember, someone told me, how do you know about all this? And I told him.
You went through it.
I went through everything telling you.
Yeah.
It was from personal experience. And I feel like my purpose is, like, you know, I went through all that so I could help other people
out. Right.
So if
that's
I see, like, so if I see my friend over there, like, you know, down and crying, I got you, bro. Let me help you out. Let me give you some advice. You're not alone.
Go ahead.
Oh, damn.
And I find it interesting that you say, you know, you're not alone. And a lot of people think that, you know, just because I'm going through this certain, you know, like, so everyone goes through depression, you know, like, everybody's obviously sad sometimes.
Yeah.
And so people like, oh, I'm in this alone. They feel really isolated or they're very anxious and they feel isolated.
Yeah, they cut themselves out of people's lives. Like, they remove themselves.
Exactly. And I think that that's the most dangerous thing that you can do as a human being. Because along the purpose, God is going to put and place certain people in your life that will help you grow. Will help you push you forward. Because when you're in a state of depression, when you're in a state of solitude, you are your worst enemy at that point.
Exactly.
And so it's harder for you to pick yourself up rather than your friend, your neighbor, your mom, your dad, your girlfriend, whatever you want to put. They have the power to say, hey, I know you failed at this or you feel this certain way, but I'm here to pick you up.
Exactly.
And I think that people having that inner circle, which is fortified and helping you, like, it will help you move forward.
Yeah.
Find your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I want to ask you guys something.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask the audience something. Because I know that a lot of people are watching this and they're saying, well, I don't know what my purpose is.
Yeah.
How would I know what my purpose is, right? And so I want to ask you guys a question and I want to ask the audience this question. If you can do anything in this world, if you could do anything in this world and get paid for it, what would it be?
Easy, bro. Helping other people out.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
If they're going through something, talk to me about your problems. I got you. Why? Because through a lot of things I've been through, not a lot of people...
So essentially, you're a psychologist.
Let me tell you something. A lot of my friends actually told me, you should be that. I'm like, why? Because you give out good advice. Like, your advice be helping people out. And I never really thought about it. Like, I should, huh?
Good morning.
Like, people have told me that you should be one, dude.
Right.
Like, honestly, because... One, you have a kind heart and you're open-minded. Like, you listen to what people are telling you.
That's
and
good.
With that, you help them out. Like, you give out your advice because of the things you've been through. You use that and you help them out. Like, don't follow the same steps I followed.
I think that's what people need. What would I do? If I had, what's it called?
Anything. If you could do anything and get paid for it, whether it be playing in front of a million people or... I don't know.
What's it called? I think... Playing, making music, that inspires other people and showing other people that there's a hope, no matter what. And like this fool said, like, helping other people. I think that's the best thing. Yeah. I also want to say something like what Marcos was saying. Oh, there is always a purpose for everything. The pain and suffering that Marcos went through, it didn't go to waste. Mm. He's been through it, and with that, God used that to help other people out.
There you go.
The yeah. things that you may be going through, God may be wanting to use you, but you just got to give your life up to Him. That's yeah. what's been going on with us, and I feel like we got to give out that hope.
And I talk to a lot of people, and sometimes they put an excuse of, well, I didn't have a father growing up, I didn't have a mother growing up, yep. I didn't have enough money growing up, I didn't have this, I didn't have that. And all that has a lot to do with comparing yourself to other people's lives. Mm-hmm. That and I think that comparison is the killer. It yep. kills yep. joy. It kills it purpose. It kills my joy. Because your journey is different than mine. Your yeah. journey is different than mine. Yeah. And my journey is different from you guys. Exactly. And that's okay, you know? And a lot of people don't understand that that's okay. Because they want to be, you know, they go through Instagram and they want to be like Kylie Jenner. Or they want to be like... I don't know, whoever. They, you know, they start comparing themselves to other people. But the thing that they don't understand is when that person posts that picture, yeah, they may look good. But more than enough times, that person is broken inside.
Exactly.
You know, because they haven't gone through that purpose.
Exactly.
Process.
Yeah.
Of the fact. And I think that identity, without identity, you can't find your purpose.
Exactly.
Without identity, you can never and never will obtain a destiny which fulfills you.
Basically saying, if you don't know who you are, you can't.
Exactly. You can't like, live your life. Like a lot of people don't sit down and they don't ask themselves the question like, what does Marcos enjoy doing on his free time, or what does Jairo like to eat or like to drink? You know, like me, Juan. Excuse me. What fills me is, you know, going out, just driving for hours. And my friends are, you know, like, they're witnesses of this. I hit them all like, hey, let's go, like, where are we going? And I'm like, I don't know, we're just driving, you know, enjoy the music, yeah. bump it loud, roll down the windows, and we're just chilling. You know, and that's what helps me alleviate my pain, let go of negative thoughts, just become this person that becomes, you know, sometimes we're so tense with life, and this kind of like alleviates my pain.
Yeah, it releases it, like.
Exactly. And for some people, it's like, I like to paint. Or I like to hear music in my bathtub.
Or I like to play guitar.
You know, like things like that. And people exactly. don't take the time and do those things yeah. because we're so busy, you know? Yeah. And I think that busy isn't something that you should do, but being productive is something that you should do.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. Because if you let time, like, control you, like, because, exactly. like, us as humans, we should be the one controlling time, you know, like, because, for
we're
example,
not control time,
no, like, not controlling time, but, like, we should, like, yeah. be productive yeah. at all times, yeah. we're just in our rooms laying down, like, you can say, watching Netflix, mm. and you can say, going with the flow,
yeah,
where are you going to get to? You're not going to get exactly. anywhere with your right. life, you know, exactly. if you really want to find yourself, mm-hmm. who you are, and, like, find your purpose, mm-hmm. do something today, like, don't say, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do something different.
Procrastination.
That's like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah.
Laziness.
If you want to like find your purpose right now,
find it
start today. Like
start today.
Right now. Start.
That's right.
And I want to finish with this. I know that that's something that you would tell someone going through that. You know, like, what should I do? And that was his advice. And I want to ask you, like, mm-hmm. what is that advice for someone who feels they don't have a purpose in life, they're useless, they're worthless, they can't see, they just want to go with the flow?
Well, let me tell you something. For those people, I would say you're not alone. I know exactly how it feels to be alone and feeling like you don't got a purpose in life. I've always been that kid that's always fought with their parents, that's always been put last. You know what I mean? Mm. I just didn't feel worth it. I've never felt worth it. I've never truly believed in myself. But the best advice that I can give to you is that you are worth it. Yeah. You do have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. The way I found it was through Christ Jesus. When I gave my life to Him, He gave me meaning and He gave me purpose. If you're living out your life right now without Jesus, you may never find your purpose. Mm-hmm. There's a quote and it says, what does it say? It says something, there's a quote that, I lost it. But it said, I forgot right, the quote.
Well, it doesn't matter. But we get it. No, I'm just trying. But, I think that people who are or don't find purpose or don't want to find purpose, are sadly cowards, because it takes a man to find purpose in life.
Exactly.
It takes a man to actually go through the pains and the struggles of finding not only your identity, but practicing your talents and gifts that you have inside of you. Because many times we want to drown it out with drugs. Many times we want to drown it out with sex. Many times we want to drown it out with alcohol. Many times we want to drown it out with money. Many times we want to drown it out looking a certain way. Oh yeah, I look good. I look nice. You know, like I know I'm it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I think that it takes more of a man to start digging deep within ourselves and finding, who are you? What are you good at?
Exactly.
And what do you want to do with the rest of your life? You know? And so, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming out, man. This is going to go on for a whole season. And so, we're going to do one week in, one week out. And so, thank you guys for, you know, coming out. Like, you know, it's been in my heart for a while, you know, and now we're actually doing it. We're producing it. And so, we're putting it out. And I love you guys. You guys are amazing. These guys, like, man, if you know, and we're going to talk about their struggles and the things that they've gone through. And, you know, some of it is pretty thick, you know, and but they made it through and you guys are here. And so that's what we got to be grateful with, you know, more than anything. And so just, you know, let's keep this rolling. And hopefully, you know, the people, I hope you guys like it, man, more than anything. I love each and every one of you guys. I pray for all my viewers. I pray for everyone. So, yeah, man, any last words or whatever?
Just keep on going, bro. Like,
don't stop. Start today.
If you feel hopeless,
just keeping it moving, bro.
If you feel hopeless, dude, all you gotta do is pick your chin up, get up, and start digging deep inside your heart. Because if you just keep on going little by little, don't even start at all, you're not gonna get nowhere, dude. So if you're sitting down right now watching, like, you know, this podcast, and you feel like, you know, you're just gonna just go to sleep after, don't do that. After this podcast, you might as well go up, get up, and start searching for who you really are. Who is that person inside? And start looking for that purpose in life.
Exactly. All right. Well, guys, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Bye, 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 bye. Adios, mi amigos.